Well, first of all, happy Easter to everyone. The church has a tradition this time of year that the greeting that Christians exchange go this way. I say, "The Lord is risen," and you respond, "The Lord is truly risen." So let's practice that. The Lord is risen. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. Easter is the most important feast day in the life of Christians. It's so important that this Easter celebration, which began last night, goes on for 8 days, each one being considered Easter. Easter Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, culminating with the second Sunday of Easter next Sunday, which is Mercy Sunday. And then it continues on for another 40 days. We have a 50-day period of celebration. Now, for celebration in the church, it doesn't mean we have parties. You know, that's what we usually think of when we hear the word celebration. But what the word celebration means in a religious context is that this is a period of time in which we joyfully focus on understanding the meaning of Easter. And we celebrate that meaning personally and as a community. And so we need to focus our time and our attention over the next 50 days on the meaning of the resurrection. I'd like to begin that process of reflection by talking about the Easter symbols. One of the great symbols of Easter is the Easter Bunny. What could that possibly mean for religious people? The answer? Nothing. It's a German custom that has no relationship at all with Christianity. There was a pre-Christian notion that bunnies would bring children gifts if they were good, somewhat like Santa Claus. And around this time of year, Easter baskets were given to children brought by the Easter Bunny. In order to counteract that, in some places in Europe, they spoke about the Easter bells. I don't think we know this custom in the United States very much, but this was based on the fact that between Holy Thursday and Easter Sunday, the bells stop ringing in the church. Now, we don't ring them now because people sue us for ringing the bells during their sleeping hours, but in the earlier tradition, in villages, the bells of the church would tell the time of day. But between Holy Thursday night and Easter Sunday morning, the bells would stop. And parents told their children that those bells flew to Rome to report to the Pope the behavior of children. And then, on Easter Sunday morning, they flew back bringing Easter baskets for the children. It's a nice story. It doesn't work very well when we don't ring the bells at all. The primary symbol of Easter are Easter eggs, which are dyed colorfully. And the reason for this is obvious. Eggs are the start of what? New life. And as the chick breaks out of the shell of the egg, it reminds us that we are going to break out of the shell of this body to new life, eternal life, that comes after our death. Let me look it up here. In the year 2006, they discovered a tomb underneath the Vatican of a little girl less than a year old who was buried with an egg in her hand, a symbol of her parents' faith that they believed in the resurrection of the dead. And so the egg is genuinely a symbol of the Easter season for us. I'm looking for Easter bonnets. I only see one, the Nigerian woman who read for us our first reading today. Do you remember those days when women would wear Easter bonnets? Everybody shaking their head, no, you're all too young. But it was a wonderful time. You saw some wonderfully colorful bonnets at Easter time. And Easter was a time when men and women put on their new clothes, their Easter clothes, which is a carryover from the white garment that the newly baptized receive at Easter. They take off the old person and put on Christ and become a new kind of creation. And so Easter clothes, where that still happens, are a symbol of the Easter season. But none of those are really what Easter's about. They're just symbols. And then there's the allegorical kind of symbols of Easter. Sunrise. The sun overcomes the darkness. Blooming flowers that come from a small seed to become something very, very beautiful. Butterflies who break out of cocoons and are transformed into something different, into new life. There's the return of spring that happens every year. Winter is overcome and spring arrives. Another allegorical symbol of Easter. Of movement, you know, of the kind of movements that are associated with the resurrection. The movement from sorrow to joy. The movement from despair, which we sometimes have, to hope. And the movement from turmoil in our lives, which we experience way too often, to peace. All of that, in some sense, pointing the meaning of Easter. But none of those are Easter either. Easter is something much more important. These are only partial images. All of the things I've talked about before, they're only partial symbols of the real meaning of Easter. Because Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's about the retreat of death in the face of the power of Jesus' life. Now, for us, in the 21st century in the United States, death isn't always such a visible thing. I'm the son of a mortician, and the role of morticians is to kind of make death easy for the family. I grew up doing that with my father and his brothers in our mortuary business. But in Jesus' time, death was much more real in people's eyes than it is for us today, because people died at home. And not in hospitals or in nursing homes, but they died at home. There were public executions everywhere, even in local communities. Jesus was nailed to the cross, right in the center of the Jewish community for everyone to see. People were responsible for burying their own dead. They didn't have morticians in those days. They would wash the body of the person who died, the loved one, and they carried that person to the tomb themselves and buried the people who had died. So death was very, very real in the minds and in the lives of our ancestors, more real than it is for us. And the reason things have changed is because we are afraid of death, right? We run from it, we hide from it, we try to cover it up and make it less painful than it actually is. It's painful enough. But Jesus would like us to face death face on and not be afraid, because that's what Easter is about. Easter is about the fact that Jesus truly overcomes death for himself, but that's a pattern for all of us that we celebrate in the Easter season. St. Paul said, "If Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain." So what we celebrate today is the lynch key, the key to the meaning of Christian life. And so what do we believe as Christians? I have 4 points about what Easter should mean for you and for me. First of all, we believe that Jesus' resurrection from the dead is a real historical event. It's not an allegorical symbol of hope in the face of despair, light in the face of darkness, and those kind of things. We believe it really happened. And we hear that in the witness of all the Gospels. All 4 Gospels tell different stories of the encounter of Jesus' apostles with a man who had risen from the dead. We heard in the Acts of the Apostles in our first reading today about Peter telling us that he and the other apostles ate and talked with Jesus after his resurrection from the dead. A real encounter with a real person. And so we also believe that Jesus rose from the grave with his body. You know, when he appeared to the apostle Thomas, he showed Thomas his hands and his feet, the marks of the nails, and he said, "Put your finger in my hand and your hand into my side and believe," because Jesus' dead body had come back to life. He who was dead was now living. We also believe that the glorified body of Jesus was at the same time the same body, but a different kind of body. He was recognized by his apostles. They saw the wounds in his hands. He ate with them. People who eat are people who have bodies. But he also passed through doors, right? And appeared and disappeared from various communities of his disciples. There was something different about him, a power and an existence beyond what is the ordinary experience of our human lives. So although we believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and we will also rise from the dead, his body was somehow different than it was before. And we refer to that newness of life as Jesus' glorified body. Also, the scriptures tell us that Christ is the firstborn from the dead with many brothers and sisters. And this is something else we believe, that what happened to Jesus will also happen to us. And this is a reason for our rejoicing, that death has no more power over us. Death has been overcome through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is why we say, "The Lord is risen, the Lord is truly risen. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia." We have been given a share in his risen life through our baptism, our participation in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So our bodies are important. That's what we celebrate at Easter, that the Christian life is not just about the spirit, it's also about our body, that our bodies will rise with us into eternal life. And that means we need to respect our bodies, right? Care for our bodies, also respect the bodies of other people, unborn and born, young and old alike. Our human bodies are who we are, and we need to respect and honor who we are and who other people are through the respecting your bodies. And this is why Christians pay so much attention to burying the dead. We have cemeteries. You know, there was a time when we forbade the burning of bodies, cremation. And the reason we did this at one time is because cremating the body was an act of not believing in the resurrection of the body. Now, it doesn't mean that anymore, so we have cremation in the church. But we also believe we shouldn't take the ashes of our deceased relatives and friends and turn them into rings for our fingers or something on the shelf in our closet. We need to respect the bodies of those who have died. It's part of our Christian faith. And so we have a lot to celebrate today. Jesus has risen from the dead. Easter is about hope. It is about rebirth. It's about new life. But it's chiefly about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. May the Lord bring to completion that process of recreating us after the pattern of his own risen body. Happy Easter. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.